coaching these dialogues, there would be connection, but there'd be levels of vulnerability and healing that were never really addressed. And it's not that coaching dialogues or mediation is not valuable. It is. I find it very valuable and important. And yet I'm very drawn to developing this strength of the inner healing over and over again that can support us in being so much more present and vulnerable and powerful with another human being, which can come from a dialogue, a mediation or a coach dialogue. It can. But I really value this real special focus in this kind of a process.
When you say coach dialogue, nothing to do with coaching?
No. I mean like a mediation. Facilitated. Is there another hand up I saw?
Yeah, I just noticed how you take, or I observed you really take everything that comes up and you go with it and bring the gold up to the surface. And there are two things that I noticed where you are very clear where you don't go.
Yes.
You don't go through the past and you don't go into the future. You bring it to the experience and to the now.
Yes.
Mm. And this is so powerful.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's where the power is. The power is in the present moment. The power is not in the past or the future.
Yeah, it's really reconnecting to the old inner source.
Yes.
Where everything is going to be tapped into, where I find it in myself. So that's very powerful.
Yeah.
I want to add something. My experience was when you were talking that there was also a certain emptiness there, and at the same time there was this, the words came from a place of no intention somehow, which was so gentle and tender to create that space of exploration without a goal.
Yeah, without an objective, without a goal.
Yes.
Just
that's also
That's similar to what Marin said. Yes. Okay. Sometimes in these dialogues, in this practice, it goes into some very deep healing that isn't necessarily mean the person's going to be in the dialogue or not, but it just brings up these resistances and to enter a dialogue. Sometimes touches something very deep that needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I had some kind of resonation when you were when it was about guessing the other person's need, and then you were mentioning this aggressive energy where you can feel from your wife sometimes, and I just had resonation with this energy of if I experience sometimes within me, it's sometimes expressed itself as such a deep longing of meeting somebody, where I experience aggression, and actually it means I so want to meet you.
I very much relate to that. I'm imagining some times. I want to be clear, not a lot, but sometimes with my wife, where she will say something to me about something that I've done that stimulated pain in her, something that didn't meet her needs, not being seen, not full care, and she brings that up to me. Immediately what that touches in me is this tender, shaky, very vulnerable part of me that feels pain because somebody is pointing out to me how I did something wrong. That's the vulnerable part. The other part is how I defend myself against that. I say, yes, but, But if I'm able to touch the vulnerability more and more, more quickly, beyond the defenses. Because her pain triggers my own self-judgment. And this is a very beautiful opportunity for me to heal that. So I can be present to her and her pain. I'm all wrapped up in mine. There's no judgment there. But I can't be present to her. We can't really be in the space together. So this self-healing is for the other person too. One more, then we'll start pairs. Anyone, any other sharing question?
I just want to share that this is for me, so I have this image still of stimulus and a response in the space in between.
Yeah.
And this is the space in which we are.
Yeah.
And that is the space where we have the freedom and the power to choose our response. So this is our empowering space. And it is a space where we recognize and acknowledge our own responsibility to find a response, to contribute to life.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay.